Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Oh, that's
okay, you're yawning.
No, I'm fresh as a daisy. Did you open your bags yet?
I have not. Have you?
Yes. This is good. So I messed it up. You didn't get my, but please open the pickles and smell it for the audiences.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, I scared Loki. Sorry, Lokes. Oh, wow.
He probably wasn't scared by you. He was probably scared because cats hate pickles.
Oh, it's a known thing.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I think they might have stinking nailed it.
Yeah, I'm very proud of them already.
That's the danger of the jelly bean game.
Okay, you ready for Easter?
Yeah, happy Easter, Sarah.
Happy Easter, Elizabeth.
And happy 99th birthday to my grandfather. Sorry, I was about to say, if you can believe it, he is not an avid listener.
I was about to say, I hope he gets to talk about baseball.
Oh yeah,
on his birthday.
I was explaining to somebody that okay, for the set for the musical, there's a like huge scaffolding, and I was showing him a picture of it because it's like, I don't know, this like metal thing that I felt like he would appreciate more than anything else. And all he could focus on was how tall the one girl was. And I was just like, okay, we can go back to talking about whatever you want.
Aw. But that's, he's 99 and he can talk about whatever he wants.
You're darn straight. And we'll talk about jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
It's kind of a selection. We haven't done them for a little bit of like the 2024 unique offerings or just something that we've missed. And I would say across the board, I'm feeling about positive to like highly positive, and then one glaring worried about it.
Yes. So when I bought the pickle jelly beans in person at Target, and the checkout guy was swiping all my items, and he did a double take and looked back at the pickle ones and pulled them out, and he goes, "This is interesting." And I said, "I don't expect to like them." And he goes, "You might." And I said, "I don't think they expect anyone to like them. This is a small bag of jelly beans."
There, it's like, it's a very small bag. Actually, weirdly, like the same size as those gumdrops that we got. The elf gumdrops.
Yeah.
It was like the perfect size, but not for this. And then it is like a third of the way full. They said, "People want to try these," and that's it. I don't know this brand, Frankfurt. Clausen's pickled flavor jelly beans.
I know Clausen's, but I don't know Frankfurt.
Is Clausen a pickle version, like a type?
Yeah, it's a brand of pickles.
I didn't know that. Beeswax, carnauba wax. Man.
You better have pickle juice.
I don't see it.
Natural flavor.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Let's just do it.
Yeah, let's get it over with. I have water prepared.
I have water, but I'm not like right by it. Okay.
Okay.
I've reached over and got it. Okay, something that's interesting. Feel this and then like compare it, the texture to the other beans. It's so much smoother.
It is very smooth. They really put it in that little tumbler.
That's what I was envisioning. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, what is that cinnamon at the end?
Weird.
I had to stop chewing. It was getting like, now don't laugh at me. Almost minty, but not mint.
Ooh, the aftertaste.
Man, I gotta say, if you like pickles, do you want the rest of my bag?
Yeah, I think Olivia's gonna get these because Olivia does like pickles a lot. And
Oh,
these taste like a pickle
yeah,
with candy
with
on
the,
it.
it's a little, oh, like you know that thing that's really popular on the internet right now, Tangulu, where it's like a skewer with grapes and then it's in the
Oh,
sugar, and
yeah.
it's like a, I took a pickle, put it on a skewer, Tangulu'd it, and it had a hard sugar crust on it.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh my gosh. I honestly, yeah, I think that if I liked pickles, then it wouldn't be affecting me, but I am making noises. Ugh.
I do like pickles, but I've never found a pickle flavored item that I enjoy.
Three.
Wow, generous. I am giving it a one. I will never touch these again. I hated it so much.
Yeah.
But props to Frankfurt because you nailed the
Yeah,
pickle flavor. You did what you set out to do.
props to you guys.
Ugh.
All right, I'll eat anything next. What would you like?
Let's go Skittles because I feel like we know what's coming.
I think so. I was kind of thinking, like, in my own mind, I'm going to try them all and give them individual ratings, and then I'll combine that in my head. And then that's the number I'll give.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to eat the purple
So
first.
oh, should we tell them what they are? I mean, it's Skittles
No,
jelly beans.
I have to eat it. Right.
It's the original five flavors. I didn't look. Is it green apple or is it lime? It's lime.
That's nice.
Okay, purple.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think. I think it's pretty skittly. Okay, that was delicious. I am wondering if the world needed this. It's so similar to its real form.
Let's keep going. I have thoughts.
Okay, I picked up one. Let's see if we're in sync.
Okay. Yellow.
I picked up green. We're not.
We're not. Oh well.
Whoa. I don't like this.
But how do you feel about a lime Skittle?
I like it usually. What am I eating it, I guess? Not very often. I'm going lemon now. Tell me what you think about
Okay.
that. Tell me what you think about that green.
It tastes like the lime suckers that the bank used to give out when I was a kid. And
Wow.
not a lime Skittle.
No, it tasted like I was zesting it and I went too far into the rind. Okay, I have another one in my hand.
Okay, orange.
Yeah. Back on track. Oh yeah. Yeah, Loki, you're correct. Yeah, that one tastes nice. I'm gonna bring this bag to tech on Saturday. It's gonna be a big hit.
And then my last comment is that this one is pink. It is not red.
It is pink. Tastes delicious. It's wrong. It is so much lighter, and the purple was so much darker.
But it tastes correct. You know what this is making me think of?
Tell me.
The gummies. The Skittles gummies.
It is.
Go ahead.
It is like that.
The flavor is spot on to Skittles. But again, why?
Yeah. So similar. And I think when it comes down to it, I like the crunch of a Skittle. And so I'm missing that a little bit. But I would still give this bag an 8. I wouldn't eat any of the greens.
I would also give it an 8. I don't really have much of a need for jelly beans.
Yeah.
It's not my candy of choice, but I would eat these. I do think it's just Starburst jelly beans. Like the red and the orange. Well, the red did taste like a Skittle, but yellow and orange.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're only making like the extra ones they need, but the crossover, they're like, yeah, just send them a few from our factory.
Stamping us on it.
I kind of like that idea. I wanted to say that for Christmas, Maddie got me some like water flavor packets, and they were the tropical Skittles. And those suckers were so delicious. I savored them. I would only allow myself like on a tough work day or something. And now for my birthday, I put all the regular Skittles and the wild berry in my cart. So that, well, on my wish list. And I hope to get them.
The wild berry drops are so good.
I believe it. I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully.
Okay. Our final batch. Easter brunch.
From our pals at Brock's.
Yes.
According
to. We confirmed that's what it was, right?
Yeah, at the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
These are a limited time offer featuring 6 flavors. Blueberry maple pancake, chocolate glazed donut, caramel cold brew, cinnamon roll, mimosa, and berry smoothie. When I had brought them home, my mom was like, oh. And when I read them, Matt said, oh, so there's not like a scrambled egg one? Which, if I'm having brunch, I'm having eggs.
We really did. When they announced this, we knew we would have to try them. And I personally was very apprehensive because I assumed there'd be ham.
Oh, yeah. Man, I think they missed. Could you imagine a nice ham pickle jelly bean combo? Delicious.
Could build like a whole sandwich.
Tell me the smells that you get from this bag.
Mostly coffee.
To me, it was almost like a caramel corn. But if I ordered like an iced coffee with a caramel corn, like syrup.
What flavor do you want to start with?
Let's go down the row in like how they have it in the picture. So blueberry maple pancake.
Okay. This is a beautiful jelly bean.
It's really cute.
Hopefully it tastes good too.
Here we go.
Did you get much blueberry in there?
Like, I felt like when I first crunched it, upon first crunch, it was like blueberry, and then it dissipated pretty quickly. And the maple, there, but I feel like I'm really sensitive to maple. So I don't know.
I got, yeah, like the essence of blueberry, and then it was just kind of straight sugar.
I'm gonna do one more.
Yeah, a little too.
Kind of exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, pleasant enough, but not for me.
Nope. Okay. Berry smoothie?
Yeah. That sounds like something I'd eat at brunch. I imagine you don't love that because mine's kind of yogurty.
I didn't hate it. I want more flavor, though.
Sugar is coming in hot.
Not a bad thing. Okay. What color do you think this next one is?
I think it's the lighter one.
Oh, yeah.
Of the browns. And that's what I'll say.
Okay.
Caramel cold brew. Coffee hitcha. And then it's gone.
And then it goes right into caramel corn.
Mm. I kind of like that, though, because I barely want to taste my coffee.
I actually really like that one.
I would say of the three, that is riding high, victorious.
But we got shiny mimosa.
Yeah, it's so glittery. It's really pretty.
Okay.
And what is the flavor of mimosa?
Orange juice and champagne, Prosecco, sparkling wine.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Here, orange.
Yeah.
And sugar.
Oh, it's stuck in my throat. Ugh. I give that. No thanks. Oh. Okay. Chocolate. I'm losing steam.
We got two more.
Okay.
Chocolate glazed donut.
Chocolate glazed donut.
No. That doesn't even taste like anything.
I'll tell you what. I like this one. I got my steam back.
Brought to you by the chocolate glazed donut.
Yeah, but if this were a blind taste test where I were guessing the flavors, I'd be here forever.
Yeah, I would lose, I think, every round except for the coffee.
I had a second one of that. Man. Oh, you know what? This is like really generous, but like the Entenmann's bag of donuts, and it's like the chocolate covered ones. They're kind of waxy in a good way. That was the prototype. Oh, cinnamon roll. Hope it finishes with cream cheese. I can't believe I'm back at cinnamon. Started at cinnamon with the pickle. And ending at it now.
But in a pleasant way.
Yeah, I much prefer that. Oh, it got stuck on my new crown. That wouldn't be good. Oh, I'm exhausted.
That was a lot.
Oh. Oh. Ah, ah, ah. Does that sound like it?
I think I'd give that a 5. It is perfectly middle of the road.
I'm going to go 7.
Whoa.
Based on 3 of the 6.
It's pretty good odds.
I think so.
I mean, honestly, of like the seasonal treats we've tried from Brock's.
Because it could have been. It could have been ham, and it could have been scrambled egg, and it could have been like avocado toast and everything bagel.
Chose. Oh, yeah. And they were kind to us.
Yeah. So thanks,
but they
guys.
Also just didn't do like a great job.
What is the next like holiday that will have specific treats? Is it Halloween?
Just Halloween?
Wow. Maybe there'll be something summery.
Like a 4th of July.
Yeah, we did that 4th of July chocolate that one year.
Oh, yeah.
We'll keep our eyes peeled. Have you heard the news? They're doing treats for Arbor Day this year.
Hey, my favorite pizza place does a 420 day pizza, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's a hot Cheeto pizza.
Oh. I would just get something else if we ate there. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to share anyway.
That is so real. I love it.
Okay, Elizabeth. I'm dying to know. Do you have any thumbs up?
Well, number one, there's no way I could go by and not say Eras Tour streaming at home now. Next up on my list. Okay. This show is on Peacock. I saw it last year and I thought, I don't know those people. It's not from like the reality TV that I watch. I'm just not interested in it. And then I kind of figured out it's like The Mole. And I have watched almost 4 whole seasons of The Traitors since we have spoken recently.
I quit Peacock and I regret it so much because then the new season came out and I wasn't able to watch it. I loved season 1, and not just because of the Ryan Lochte of it all.
It was so fun to see him. Yeah, I have Australia yet to watch. And the second season of the UK is like coming out week by week. So I'm like caught up there. But it's like fun gameplay, except it's devastating gameplay. Everyone is so emotional and it is heartbreaking. And then you also are like, but they were playing a game. They agreed to play. Just, it's great television. Can I tell you a scenario that happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes they have to put people up for trial. And this time it was like they were condemned for murder. So it was 4 people. And 2 of the traitors put themselves up for it. So of the 4, 50% could not go home. And then during this challenge, the people got to save somebody from murder. And they saved one of the faithfuls. And I thought there was a possibility, and there was, that they would then send home the other faithful. And then what do? You don't murder someone, or you just have to send one of... It was like I was on the edge of my seat.
Question about the other countries' versions. Is Alan Cummings involved with theirs as well?
No, it's a lady with a super, super blunt bang. That is, she was on one episode, like a Christmas episode of Taskmaster. She is the host there, but it's at the same castle, and it's like the same challenges.
Does she wear fancy outfits?
She's always wearing like different colored fingerless gloves. So, yes. Everyone was wearing fingerless gloves. But yeah, it's just so cool. And I like in the UK version, it's like regular people. Because in the US one, it was like some regular people, and then it was reality people. And then for the second season, all reality people.
Yeah, I really liked that element of season one, but I also would like to just watch a season with just regular people. Like, we all need to build on more reality stars.
Yeah, I would agree. And then I found myself feeling like I wanted to root for the regular people because it just obviously seems like they would need money more. And then,
but they were so bad at it.
Oh, yeah. They were. But I just really loved it. And I feel like if you ever recommended it to me and I didn't take you up on it, I was a fool because it could have been in my life a lot longer.
Then I don't know that I did recommend it. And I'm sorry for that.
We both apologize. I think that's all I have. What about you?
Well, speaking of fingerless gloves, great segue. This week I saw Beetlejuice the musical, and it was great. However, like 20 minutes into it, an announcement came on. It was like right after the couple died.
Okay.
Maitland's. And it was so weird. Like, the people came in to take their furniture out, and there were like lights flashing behind the house, and there were like spotlights that kept on like turning into the audience, and there was a lot of smoke on the stage. And I thought, this is a weird choice. I don't understand why this is happening. And then a voice came on and goes, "Actors, clear the stage. Actors, clear the stage." And then they're like, "We're sorry, we're having technical difficulties. We need to reset our electric system. Stay in your seats." And then after about 15 minutes, they're like, "Okay, you can get up now. We'll let you know."
Oh my gosh.
And then, yeah, a little while later, then they finally were like, "Okay, come back. We're going to start it again." And they just picked right off and where they left off, and it was still great, but it was a weird experience.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that. That seems pretty unique.
And the flashing lights and the spotlights and the smoke were all not supposed to be happening.
Wow. Yeah, it sounded like they needed to give it some attention.
And props to the actors for not letting on that that was weird.
Oh my word. Yeah, good for them. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I loved it. It was, and I like loved it so much that I was looking to see if there were tickets available for the rest of this weekend, and it sold out. So
I like that for you though.
Yeah. And well, I wanted to see what it would be like without the 30-minute intermission before intermission.
Just the real quick. Okay. And then did you say that Frozen is pretty soon now?
Oh, yeah. I need to call them and get my Frozen ticket rescheduled because right now I'm supposed to see it while we'll be in Gatlinburg for Olivia's Bachelorette.
Sounds like a long drive.
Yeah.
Come back for the quest. And what if they have an intermission?
Ugh, too much.
I'm so glad that you liked it.
And then my other thumbs up is a show that Netflix has been just telling me, "You've got to watch this. You're going to love this." And I kept putting it off because it's not recent. I think it ran 2017 to 2020. But it's called Loudermilk. Have you ever even heard of it?
Yeah, my mom just watched it with Kyle.
Weird. Hummel. No, Ron Livingston.
Oh,
but
they look
same. Yes.
Yeah, she really, really liked it.
I love it. And I was trying to think of what it reminds me of, like why it's kind of a comfort show feeling to me. It's very similar to You're the Worst. Yeah, in that it is pretty raunchy and all the characters are kind of terrible people, but also just so darn lovable. And they're all trying to, you know, do the right thing, kind of. And you can't help but love them. Yeah, I think you will. I think you for sure will really like it. And I just started season 3. There's only 3 seasons. And I think there would have been more, but I read the network that they went through shut down. Like, the studio closed. And so there just was no more of it. And it was, you know, 2020. Just a lot of things were not working in their favor. But it's, yeah, a fun time. And I'm probably going to finish it tomorrow because I'm off. And what else do I have to do but just binge watch a TV show from 4 years ago?
I'm looking up these men and seeing them side by side.
Dark hair, kind of the same build.
Okay. Oh my gosh, and they've thrown Mark Duplass in here as another, like, all three of them. But I think he looks very distinct.
Ron Livingston was in Office Space, but I was trying to place, like, what else has he been in? Because I knew I'd seen him recently in a show. And in my searching, discovered he's married to the sister, Ryan Gosling's sister in La La Land.
Oh.
And then if you click into her Wikipedia, before she was married to this guy, she was married to Chris Messina.
Oh, yes. I like that. I would like to be married to Christmas, you know?
Yeah, which led me to learn that I think my type is just guys she's been with.
I love that. Oh my gosh, when you said La La Land, it reminded me of something I wanted to discuss.
The I'm Just Kim performance that I cannot stop watching.
Well, from the Oscars, it was great. Really, really liked it, but it held no candle to Al Pacino.
Oh my gosh.
My eyes see
Oppenheimer.
And everyone was like, and do they see anything else like the rest of the nominees?
Or the word winner?
Absolutely delightful. Wait, why do they keep putting such old people?
It's such a mistake. It's they shouldn't do it anymore.
But I liked it. I ended up watching 9 of the 10. I did not get to Zone of Interest, which Matt's favorite. I felt okay not watching the film. I did.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I didn't watch the show because, I was driving back from Huntsville at the time, and then I had to go right to bed, and I turned on the TV hoping to catch I'm Just Ken, but it was too late.
Yeah, so man. Just
watched it on TikTok, and now I just watch every POV video.
I've seen a few. What you missed from inside, and it literally is like almost exactly the same, but I see 2 cameramen that I didn't.
One I got this morning was from someone like on the, you know, ground floor level, but in the very back of the theater. And so you get to watch all the Kens walk in, like down the aisle. Oh. And they did that little dancey dance all the way down the aisle.
Now, normally I really hate that. I hate when they come into the audience.
I would not hate the Kens coming in that way. It seemed really appropriate.
They did good. All right, I'm going to put that as a joint thumbs up, I think.
Okay, you got anything else for me? tonight.
I think the pickle is still like in the back of my throat.
Yeah, it is. It is lingering. And I don't know what I'm going to. Ooh, it's thundering. And
I heard that. Here. Holy crap.
That scared. It was. I don't know where that came from.
I like straight up thought you fell off the couch.
It was really beautiful today. Like, and I know it's going to rain tomorrow, but I did out of the corner of my eye see like a light flash, and I was like, oh, like a worker truck must have driven by, but it was lightning.
Oh my gosh.
Loki okay, and I look. Were both scared.
Yeah, stay safe out there.
And yeah, no, I'm scared, and I still taste pickle.
It's been tough. Let's go to bed.
Okay. Well, thanks for munching on some jelly beans with me.
It was a delight.
Mostly.
Yeah.
I guess on on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Hi, this is Elizabeth recording after the fact and uploading without Sarah's knowledge. I forgot to thumbs up the new New York Times game Strands. It's like a word find game where you have like a clue for what the theme would be. And it is in beta right now, and I've really been enjoying it. And if other people play it, maybe they'll keep it.